We're not quite talking that level of farming today here at Rosie on the House. You have a combine at the Urban Farm?
No, I don't, but I'm that level of a farmer. Yeah, baby.
We'll go to any level you want to talk about. 1-888-767-4348. Rosie had some great questions about size and numbers and volumes, and we're going to get to those, but we're going to jump straight to a couple questions from our listening audience at 1-888-767-4348. Starting with Cindy, welcome to the program.
Good morning, and thank you, everybody. I live in an area that's zoned for animals, but a block and a half away or so, there must be a rooster because he's loud all night until like 3 a.m., and I don't know what to do.
Are you in an incorporated city?
Yeah, around 64th Street and Cactus.
Oh, interesting. So 64th Street and Cactus Rooster.
I think I know who you're talking about.
I know that. I know that rooster.
Well, good.
I know him too because that's my bike route on Sunday mornings.
Oh, there you go.
He's famous. Yeah. How long will a rooster live? Oh, just natural lifespan.
Because that's my option.
He's about 4 or 5 years old. How long is his natural life gonna be left on him?
I've heard up to 25 years. I've had him last 9 years.
Probably not that long in Arizona, but about 9 years.
About 9 years, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but are you allowed to have roosters?
Well, you have to check with the city zoning and planning department and see what the story is. In Phoenix, I know you can have roosters if you have an acre, maybe. But I'm a big proponent of no roosters because I value my sleep. Because one of the urban myths is that roosters crow at sunrise.
They crow whenever they want to.
Oh, yeah.
24/7.
Long.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, if you could please pass the information on, I'll not go to the city yet.
Trained and tamed. Well. But he slept in the shed at night so that he wouldn't wake my neighbors. And we got really tired of doing that all the time, so we sold him. But yeah, roosters in the city, first of all, they're not allowed in Phoenix. You're not supposed to have them unless you're zoned for them.
Yeah, I suspect the same in Scottsdale.
Yeah,
call the city.
Yeah,
ask what their zoning regulations are, and if there's a violation, then what they would notify them that there's a rooster at this location.
Yep,
can you please address it with the homeowner that they're in violation?
Exactly.
And then
exactly. So there's one thing you could do before that, and that's go see the homeowner if you're willing to do that. Although,
can you please put a bag over his head at night or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe they could put him in a shed at night.
Yeah, put him.
And that might solve the nighttime problem. But it is potential at that location that they might actually have enough property and be zoned to have that rooster.
Yeah.
So
and then in that case, it's just trying to, like you said, tuck him in someplace at night. If it's dark and he's confined, they usually just sit there quiet till they get out.
Right.
It's not like a dog where they'll start scratching and tearing up the inside if they're locked in too long.
No.
Those chickens, roosters, they just sit there.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're in their safe space and it's dark and I'm just going to sit here. So good luck with your rooster problem, Cindy. Let's go to Cody's got an interesting question about problems that his parents had when raising chickens. Wants to know if there's a way to solve. Welcome, Cody.
Hi, thank you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so they had chickens for about 4 years, and then this past year, all of a sudden they started getting rats coming around.
Chickens. Yep, they go hand in hand.
Yeah, and they've been tearing up they've been getting up into their motorhome tearing up all the wiring. My dad had to have the whole motorhome rewired because of the fact that the rats got in there and tore up all the wiring and stuff, and they had to end up getting rid of all the chickens.
Oh, yes.
to try to, fix the problem. But I was wondering if there was anything that they could do, because, they've done Rid-A-Rat, and they've done the little, the red light that blinks and that kind of thing. I don't know. I was just wondering if there was any solution that they could, so they could have chickens again.
Yeah, well, with chickens come rodents and bugs and that kind of stuff. So we have to put systems in place to help manage that. I found something that works really well. It's a rat zapper. And it basically electrocutes them. I guess we're going to take this up after
Rat zapper complete.
The rat terminator.
More Rosie on the House right after this. We've got Jim, who wants to talk about a peach tree. We've got a call from Southern Arizona. I can't quite see all the question. And open line at 1-888-767-4348. Text to 411-923 or email at info@rosieonthehouse.com.